News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, independent talk radio for the North State. 7:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Of course, Trish Clark is here with me. Good morning, Trish. It's Thursday.
Good morning. It is Thursday, and it's sunny and hot with a high near 96. Calm wind becoming north-northwest, 5 to 7 miles in the afternoon. A little low, about 69 tonight. Sunny and hot on Friday with a high near 102. And on Saturday, we're looking for 103. It's warming up.
And Monday, 106.
Oh,
we're back into Redding weather. Oh,
yes, we
are.
It was a nice respite. And the weather is brought to you, as always, by Anselmo Vineyards. And it's Thursday, so it's pizza night.
Pizza night. And, of course, Savannah's joining us today. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful.
Great. Have you climbed any mountains around here lately?
I went climbing last weekend, and it was amazing. But I can't go climbing right now because the weather is so rainy, so the rocks are going to be nice and slippery.
Well, that would, you know, it's so embarrassing when you slide 100 yards down the face of a mountain there.
Very embarrassing.
But something that's not embarrassing, and the way we start our day off Monday through Friday at this time, is when we go to our Wells Fargo advisor, and today, Chris Lasondek. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are sharply higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 123 points at 15,033. The S&P 500 adding 12 points at 1,616, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 25 points at 3,400 even. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 99 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up a dime at $12.86, Pfizer adding 47 cents at $28.57, Citigroup up 74 cents at $48.35, and Barrick Gold up 26 cents at $15.04. Of local interest, PG&E up 15 cents at $45.02, Safeway's adding 12 cents at $23.68, Tri-County's Bank down 14 cents at $20.80, while Harley-Davidson's up 37 cents at $52.76. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.48%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.37%. Oil's up 55 cents a barrel at $96.05, and precious metals are higher with gold up $6.46 an ounce at $12.31.75, while silver's up 31 cents at $18.77 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. Wall Street is a mess. Go with people that know what's going on down on Wall Street. Go to your Wells Fargo advisors. 243-7561. Okay, instead of taking a quick break right now, Defense of Marriage Act and Prop 8. Prop 8 was struck down not because of Prop 8, but they're saying it's the people that brought...
Didn't have any standing.
Defense of Marriage Act, they said that it is unconstitutional for to say a man and a woman. Yesterday, I called the Marine Corps down at Camp Pendleton, and I got ahead of the chaplains there and said, does this mean with the Defense of Marriage Act? Because that's what they used by saying when they did away with Don't Ask, Don't Tell, was saying, well, you know, gosh, Defense of Marriage Act, the chaplains will never be forced to marry same-sex couples. And I called and got to the head chaplain down there, and the official word is, you will not be forced to marry same-sex couples if it goes against your beliefs. So,
okay.
And then I called the Archdiocese of the Catholic Church in Sacramento and got their spokesman. And it's the same thing. Members of the church will not, or priests or officials that do marriages will not be forced to perform marriages if it goes against the religion, which I think is very important. Another thing about the chaplains is that they will facilitate helping the Marines or sailors that want to get married find somebody that will do that for them. It doesn't mean they're in the service. It means that, hey, here's a person that will do that. It doesn't mean they can't use the chapels on the base. It just means is that it may not be, may not be a Navy or Army chaplain. Hmm. So.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, they can make a law. They can change a law. They can avoid the Constitution. They can interpret it in any manner that they want to interpret it. In my mind, you cannot take hundreds of years of tradition. It started way before courts. It started way before churches. Marriage is between a man and a woman. It will always be between a man and a woman. Someone, I think it was Rush Limbaugh yesterday, said, somebody said, well, if you conservatives had just taken God out of the picture and the argument, then you may have had a stronger case. And I thought his reply was priceless because he said, yeah, but that's the problem. You can't take God out of America and still have America. You can have another country, call it anything you want.
But you can't have America.
But you can't have America.
That's right. Final thoughts before we've got, by the way, we have Mike Warren here with us and Randall Hempling. They're going to, Mike Warren, of course, heads up the Turtle Bay Museum Group. Mm-hmm. And Randall Hempling heads up Shasta Regional Medical Center, but he's on the board of directors for Turtle Bay. They're going to join us right after the break to talk about the other side of why there should be a land swap and why they want to swap the land and get the 14 acres. So yesterday we heard, of course, from Gary Cadd and Patrick Jones, Reading City Councilmen, that were against this. Last thing we saw a movie last night. Here we go with the movie. It's called The End of the World or something like this with Steve Carell. And what it was is the Earth was going to be destroyed in 30 days. It was going to be hit by a comet or a asteroid. It was going to destroy the Earth. And it shows the last 30 days of Earth. And it's a love story in a way because he meets this girl. But the bottom line is how his house cleaner would come in and continue to come in. He tries to say, you don't have to be here. And she goes, you don't like me? That was her stability. So she needed to have the stability. People out cutting their grass. Now on the other side, here's people rioting because they didn't have anything to lose. But people were just going about their own business. But at the end, and this was so interesting. There's a line of people, and they go, where's this line of people? And so they stop the car right at the end, and they're all lined up. They're going down to the beach. They're being baptized and they're standing in line, their families, and they're being baptized into the church, or whatever church it was. And they're all together there. And at the end, the newscaster is saying, well, you know what? This is our last broadcast. I'm going to go home and see my wife, and we're going to pray for everybody, and God bless you. And you don't see that kind of stuff in movies. I mean, it was really a good movie. But when you just got to that religious part, it was kind of what you said. This is America. America is based on religion.
They can argue all they want about that, but you can't deny the fact if you look at our buildings, you look at our history, you look at our traditions, you look at our textbooks, no, all of our founding documents, you can't deny this country was founded on God. And they said, it will be America and a republic as long as we have a moral
compass.
Yep. When All we right. lose that, we're done.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. Randall Hempling and Mike Warren, we're going to be talking why Turtle Bay wants that land swap to happen. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, it is KCNR 1460, independent talk radio for the North State.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank every person in business that donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue coming up July 3rd at the Shasta District Fairground in conjunction with Anderson Explodes. They are Jonathan and Aaron Paradas, KCNR Radio, Kent's Meat and Grocery, KLXR Radio, Lassen Kang and Nursery, Lee's Honda, Lima Construction, Les Schwab, Market Street, Hilltop, and Anderson, Mary's Pizza Shack, McConnell Foundation, Muse Trucking, NorCal Kenworth, Anderson and Sack, North Valley Bank, Northern Farm Credit, Northern Lights Energy, Crown Motors, Outback Steakhouse, and Palomar Builders. Pre-sale tickets will be at Tri-County Bank inside the Walmart in Anderson and Northern Lights Energy in Redding. All you can eat, $10. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Howdy folks, Nate Abarea here letting you know that Boundary Waters is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's baseball right here on KCNR 1460. For the best in graphic design and custom screen printing, go and see my friends, the Surf Ninjas at Boundary Waters, and tell them Nate sent you. Located at 244 Hartnell Avenue in Redding, Boundary Waters, where the art sells the shirt.
Howdy baseball fans, Nate Abarea here, your Redding Colt 45's broadcaster. Tune into KCNR 1460 this Saturday as the 45's hit the road over the mountains to Humboldt County, where they'll be taking on their bitter rivals, the Humboldt Crabs, in a crucial Far West League matchup. Coverage begins Saturday night at 7 o'clock right here on KCNR 1460, the official broadcast partner of the Redding Colt 45's.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:17 in the morning, 67 degrees out there, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's, great coffee in the morning and those cold drinks in the afternoon. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, and Joe and Shelley have supported this community so well for over 30 years. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Trish Clark, of course, is here with me, as she is every Thursday, and I have with me Mike Warren, CEO of Turtle Bay. I think
morning,
that's
Mike.
Good morning. And, of course, Randall Hempling, who is CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, but also on the board of directors of Turtle Bay and is up in, is in this engagement as a Marine should be.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yesterday we had on the Redding City Councilman Gary Cadd and Patrick Jones. As you know, they are opposed to this trade of land. Their major contention was they didn't want to get pulled into a prevailing wage lawsuit, and the land swap itself, they couldn't see why it would work. But this is why I asked you all to be on today and to get the other side. Of the Turtle Bay.
So, yeah, well, we'd be happy to talk about it.
Whoever wants to start. Mike?
Well, first of all, the negotiations aren't with Turtle Bay. The negotiations are with the McConnell Foundation. But what we know, and we're not even in the negotiations, but what we know has occurred is that the McConnell Foundation is completely open to land or paying money, fair market value for it. So it's totally up to the city council whether they want to get land or whether they want to have the property appraised and have McConnell Foundation pay the fair market value. So that's a city council issue, not a Turtle Bay or even a McConnell issue.
Well, let me ask for Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay needs another revenue stream.
It needs a sustaining revenue stream.
Something more than just fundraisers and
one-time grants.
Those kind of things. Yeah.
You recall that Turtle Bay used to receive, or the museums used to receive, almost $800,000 support from the city. And that slowly dwindled down. And then my reward for getting on the Board of Trustees about 4 years ago was they stopped it altogether, the last $280,000.
Did you take that personally, Brian?
Yeah. Mike, you might want to take a look at your Board of Trustees here. That I'll find out who when they came on the board, everything stopped.
Yeah, that's right.
But the point is that that sustaining stream that came from the city, which is one of the obligations of a city, is to support the cultural activities of the community as best they can. And that's always the first thing to go in a down economy. It's incumbent upon us now to find ways to support it. And the hotel was the main idea. And it's not an idea that suddenly, you know, we hear people saying, well, what's this rush to judgment? We got to get this thing done right now. The point is, we've been working on this thing for 4 years, and it was approved by the city almost 3 years ago as an appropriate use of the land to sustain the operation. And it'll throw off, for Turtle Bay, the first few years, $300,000-$400,000 to Turtle Bay, which replaces what the city got. And the real joy of it is that the city will also receive money in excess of that in terms of tax revenues, TOT and the like.
They're saying that, I saw $900,000. Was that tossed around, or is that true?
That's possible, but the number we keep giving them is around $400,000 to $500,000, okay, sustained for the city. And that's very, very conservative. It can get to $900,000, but we're certainly not going to promise that and show up it's only $700,000 and we get pilloried for that. So.
Yeah. Hey, you only gave us $700,000,
right,
this year.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the questions that I've been hearing and wondering is, okay, you got the hotel, you need X number or that land for that. Does Turtle Bay have a plan for what they want the rest of it, or is it just in the future what else they come through?
Well, the open and honest answer is no, we don't have a plan for the balance of everything. And the reason for that is we want to be able to accommodate what the cultural needs are of this community going forward for the next 90-plus years, and that's what the lease says. The city will get to approve everything that we do in there, no matter what. I mean, it's going to be in the purchase contract, and then the planning commission and the city will have to approve every single thing that is done there, because the long-term purpose of the land is for the benefit of the community.
And that won't change even if the ownership,
right,
of the land,
you know,
changes.
And there's talk, you know, you hear things about, well, they're doing IMAX. Well, I don't know that IMAX is the entertainment venue of the future. Nobody does. I mean, you can't predict these types of things. Now, we talked about moving planetarium there and upgrading that. That would be part of a museum standard. That's very common in museums like Griffith's and other things like that. So there is no long-term plan other than to benefit the cultural growth and sustain that in this community.
We're just going to keep going until 7:30 this morning, try and keep this moving.
And then Carl will talk real fast if we'll.
Yeah, then 7:30, because we're going to go to 8 o'clock today on this. Would you say then is when the 14 acres then would encompass the Schrader or the planetarium if you did that? Is there plans on putting condominiums down there?
No,
it's not an appropriate. It's not an appropriate use of the land for the benefit of the general public.
Okay, so you're not looking at, you're saying there's no condominiums. There's not going to be like that. It's just going to be a science park.
Well,
essentially,
yeah, continue its existing mission as a museum and in science exploration park, and it's grown into that because it started out just being a coordination and compilation, if you will, of museums.
So what can I say? I don't know which one of y'all will answer this, but what happens if that hotel is not built? Is Turtle Bay going to go away?
Well, as I noted, I'm on the Board of Trustees. We look at the budget constantly, and we've taken it down from, you know, 70-plus employees down into the 30s. We put on a good show. If you go out there today, I mean, you're going to see Art of the Brick and a lot of other things. It's really a good venue for a lot of things, and all the kids use it. But we're now in a position where we have long-term maintenance issues that are going to crop up. The wooden bridge there needs massive repair, the bridge between the what used to be the visitor center and the main building. We're in that kind of a crunch, and as things get worse or as the economy maybe doesn't change and we have to rely on donations from people get, you know, they get
donated out.
Yeah, they get tired of that, and it doesn't allow us to grow. It doesn't allow us to become what we need to be, given the availability. That's the beauty of it. We have this wonderful site that can grow into something for the whole North State, but without a sustaining bit of money,
you need a sustainable income stream.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? and that you know is going to be there all the time. I mean, anybody does for any business, yeah, and especially when you get into to museums like this, because the city doesn't have the money,
right,
to push into the museum anymore. And while we're at that, can we address the fact that yesterday it was said is that the museum was getting cheap electricity?
I wish we pay about $20,000 a month for electricity. $20,000 a month.
Based on the fact that the city of Reading's electricity is cheaper than PG&E.
Well, it was alluded that you were getting a special rate. I wish we did. Okay, so Turtle Bay does not get a special rate.
Well, it was also stated yesterday that Turtle Bay had received tens of millions of dollars in public funds.
Yeah, that was said yesterday.
Yeah, and I don't know where that figure comes from. I know that the bridge got some funds, development funds, or wherever that came from, and to the tune of a couple of million dollars, but which matched to the tune of about $22 million by the McConnell Foundation to build it. Unless you go back and count the dredging of the area to build the dam as a use of public funds to create the area, there's not been a lot of public funds go into that area at all.
The when we start talking about the land and the appraisal, the original thing that started, I think it's important for people to know, is that when they first decided to say, hey, look, let us buy the property then, and so, because of prevailing wage. The prevailing wage, when you all first went in to buy or build the hotel, you had no prevailing wage. Is that correct? That the board or that the California board had said, nope, this is not
DIR,
a prevailing wage?
The DIR had ruled that prevailing wage was not in there, so we put it all together, went out for bids, modified, and we did two or three reconstructs of the thing to try to keep the money down then, got our bids, and then there was the reversal by the same group, by the DIR.
After the unions went to them and asked them to reverse.
Yeah, yeah. And keep in mind how the DIR is, the construct of the DIR, and it's not unheard of that they might do that given certain pressure.
You mean because they're appointed? And things like that.
Could be that.
Yeah, it could have something to do with that. All right. So, and then that changed that. And that was going to change the cost of Turtle Bay by
$3.2 million.
Which did not fall into the budget anywhere.
That's right.
Yeah, so we'd already gone to all the lenders, including the McConnell Foundation, everybody, the bank, and we're using local banks. North Valley Bank is being very nice and being very patient with us on this. We had run it to the limit. We had encumbered our endowment as the most that we could legally and under our fiduciary responsibility. So we are at the very limit of what we could do. And then this comes in at $3.2 million more, which crushes it, which makes it go away. In my mind, as a trustee, I would vote to kill the project if we were forced into this.
We progressed into the point where it was you all wanted to have 12 to 20 acres. Is this right? Am I hearing this right? 12 to 20 acres down there or more?
McConnell Foundation. Yeah, made an offer to the city that they would buy 20 acres or the entire parcel.
Okay.
Which is about 57, 58 acres.
Now, that includes the Civic Center and the rodeo grounds.
No, not that.
No, this is just down in the area you were at.
Right.
Okay, there's another misnomer then.
Most of it's wetlands.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so, and then now, and we've got a couple of minutes before we take a break. Now the latest is that Rick Bassetti, who is playing an integral part in this, I believe, has come up with an idea to trade.
That's right.
Or a land swap between McConnell Foundation and the city. 80 acres out by the REU plant, I believe.
Yes.
Somewhere out there.
That's right.
For 14.1 acres there at the Turtle Bay site.
Well, it's not quite like that. It's each property would be appraised, and if the 80 acres owned by McConnell Foundation is less valuable, then McConnell would make up the difference in cash. If it's more valuable than the 14 acres, then they would just subtract the acreage. So each property would be appraised.
Okay, is this on the appraisal under the lease or just?
There's only one way to do an appraisal.
Okay.
And that's under, if it's an encumbered property, it's an encumbered property. You can't, because you feel it's appropriate, say, well, let's act like that 90-year lease doesn't exist. And that's not a question for the city council. That's a question for other people to decide what fair market value is. That's why you hire appraisers to do it. And with all the issues with appraisers over the home deals, they do a pretty good job now and they stick pretty tight to what value of property is.
Do you think that if they say, okay, we'll agree to that, let's see what the appraisers say, do you think then is the unions will come in and sue to stop it because they're saying, wait a minute, you did this,
The unions threaten to sue constantly, and that falls under my I don't care level. We've got to move forward to this thing. If you want to live in fear of being sued by unions, you just never do anything, particularly in this community.
I'd like to bring up that the unions in their press conference several weeks ago said Turtle Bay could do three things. They could either pay prevailing wage, they could lease the property for fair market value, or they could purchase the property for fair market value. So we're following up on what the union suggested.
I think it was said right here, in fact, on this on this station. Okay, we'll be right back after the news. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Randall Hempling, and Mike Warren. We're all talking Turtle Bay and the potential land transfer deal.
At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 130 points. Meanwhile, Merck is selling its Dutch active pharmaceutical ingredient business to South Africa's Aspen Pharmacare for $1 billion. The deal also includes a portfolio of 11 drug brands. The move will help Aspen Pharmacare bolster its presence in Europe, Latin America, and Asia. This is still subject to the approval of various competition authorities and the South African Reserve Bank. And high-calorie sports drinks and candy bars will soon be a thing of the past at our country's public schools. As soon as next year, school vending machines and cafeterias will instead have diet drinks, granola bars, and other healthier items. For the first time, the Agriculture Department is making sure that food sold during the school day is healthier by expanding fat, calorie, sugar, and sodium limits. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
Are you beginning to notice the television is too far away and the menu in your favorite restaurant is printed too small? Hard as it may be, is it time for you to admit you really do need glasses, whether for distance, reading, or the glaring sun? Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, plus you'll get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames or budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear. Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's got Mike Huber coming on and a number of other guests, and I know she's giving away stuff. She always gives away stuff. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, locally owned, family operated, all employees, safety trained, service oriented. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793. My guests are Mike Warren, who is CEO of Turtle Bay, and Randall Hempling, who is CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, but he's also on the board of trustees for the McConnell Foundation.
For Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay, I'm sorry. And we're talking about the land situation and the hotel situation with Turtle Bay in the city.
And the McConnell and Foundation.
And the McConnell Foundation. They need a hotel as a revenue stream to help keep Turtle Bay.
That's right.
Solvent. I mean.
And that decision's already been made. Yeah, the city has already approved.
And they've agreed to that.
Yeah, that's right. 5-0 on that one, yeah.
Okay. Then that 5 acres that they've given to build that is, but that still comes under that prevailing wage.
They didn't give it. What they did is they allowed the use of,
right,
as a hospitality area.
Absolutely. Yeah. Does that come under the prevailing wage? Then that one comes under prevailing wage too.
Well,
if you build
according to the ruling, yeah,
yeah,
the latest
to the ruling.
The latest ruling.
Trading the land or doing a land swap with under an appraisal, and the appraisal is going to have an 90-year lease on it. Any way you look at it,
that's the stand. That is
land down at Turtle Bay and down there is going to have that lease on it, regardless of who buys it, sells it, changes.
It's encumbered, yeah.
It's encumbered for the length of that lease.
Right.
And that's not going to go away unless it's abandoned by McConnell Foundation Turtle Bay, which doesn't seem like that's going to happen. So this is just a fact of life.
Right.
So if they did the, and when they do the appraisals, they've got to do it with the lease.
That's the standard. And that's a negotiation between the McConnell Foundation and the city. And the fact that the land swap and these kinds of things, we don't have anything to do with that. That's just, that has been brought up as a possibility of a way to get value to the city. I understand that Gary Cadd really doesn't want a land swap because Gary Cadd is a very fiscally conservative. He and I work together on the street thing, issues with the city. We have a big need for money to the city. So Gary would much prefer cash in the deal and not a land swap. And that's the basis of, I just tell you right now, I can't put words in his mouth, but I know Gary well enough to think that, and it's not a wrong position to be in. But that's just one of the negotiations. They're offering cash. They're offering a land swap with net difference. Another key thing that they're offering or put in there is that all of these issues that are brought up again by, I think Gary was the one who brought it up yesterday, was this fear of being sued by the unions for the prevailing wage. And McConnell Foundation has agreed to hold the city harmless on that and pay whatever it takes, knowing effectively they don't have a leg to stand on prevailing wage if this deal goes through, and they know it.
Well, and the threat of lawsuit, having been in that seat for a long time, 20 years, there isn't anything you can do as government that somebody isn't going to threaten to sue you. You have to do your homework and then make the right decision for the right reasons. And if you get sued, you get sued. But you can't make decisions based on whether or not somebody's going to disagree with you.
Otherwise, you never make a decision.
Oh, yeah. You would never do anything because that's always there. Sometimes, and I will, your city attorney, your county attorney, they try hard to keep you from getting into the lawsuits, and they are always very conservative, it seems like, and wants, most of the time to keep you away. But you got to make good decisions. You got to do the right thing based on all the input that you get from your staff and from other people, and then make good decisions and trust that your decision is the right one, and you'll win the lawsuit if they do sue you.
Right.
Well, that's the thing is, when this was brought up, how it was, you'd be indemnified, the city would be. I think Patrick Jones believes that no matter what you say, that once it gets into court, that they're going to go after the city of Reading too. I think that
Well, they will go after the city of Reading, but the McConnell Foundation will, if they say they're going to indemnify and it's in writing, then they will. They'll pay the cost of the legal.
Yeah, I'm not putting words in her mouth, and that's partially my understanding of it, and that may not be totally true, but we'll see what the deal comes out. They're negotiating the deal, and the city has the responsibility of doing the right thing for the city, and that's everybody in the city.
we have the responsibility of trying to maintain and build a dynamic operation there at Turtle Bay. These are not two divergent positions. You know, the right thing for the city to do is to do this deal to benefit the community. It's not about, you know, garnering a whole bunch of money or avoiding lawsuits. They need to do the deal so that this thing can move forward. I mean, that's as simple as it gets.
You know, one of the things that I think is pretty compelling, but is kind of forgotten in the conversation, is the city will have an income stream into the general fund. And Trish can appreciate this. It's you know, we're calling it $500,000. But here's the math, or here are the three parts that go into the general fund. There'll be sales tax from the restaurant. Restaurant is expected to do, let's say, $1.5 million, so you can figure out what the sales tax is. And the property tax, none of that property is taxed right now. So, but if a hotel goes there, it's a private venture and a restaurant, that will have a property tax associated with it. We think the assessed value might be $15 million. And so you can do the math on that. And then the hotel tax, basically for the rooms, it's 10%. All of it goes to the city. So do the math. It would be 130 rooms times, we'll say, 75% occupancy, which is what the study done by an objective third party said it would be, times a room rate, call it $120, call it $130, times 365 days out of the year. I mean, that's the income going to the city general fund.
So how much exactly was that down to the last cent? Do we have
that's
a lot of money we're talking about.
And the important part, the distinction he's making, this is general fund money.
General fund. Right.
This
general
is money
fund.
The city council gets to decide how to spend on cops and those
that's
things.
That's right.
Not
right.
Encumbered,
or roads,
not tied up.
Or other things.
We say it's
roads
money.
Is different money. And
okay. All right. Yeah. General budget. Right.
We say it's as much as $950,000 on average over the next 20 years. If people don't believe that, call it half of that. It's still significant money going into the general fund. And then there's 70 jobs that are associated, 70 new jobs associated with the hotel and restaurant. And in this whole equation, this whole discussion, that's kind of a by the way type thing. To me, that's pretty important. That's pretty significant.
It is significant. Okay, we've got to take a break. That was just Mike Warren from Turtle Bay, and we also have Randall Hempling from the Board of Trustees of Turtle Bay, also CEO, though, of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Trish Clark is with me. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. We are your experienced firearm safety and personal protection instruction company. Whether it's basic or advanced CCW, basic firearm safety training, or in-home private consultation, NorCal Firearms Instruction is your answer to NRA-certified, nationally credentialed training with measurable results. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 or visit us online at norcalfi.com for a complete schedule of our summer classes. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at novb.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Any way you want it, that's the way it needs.
Yeah.
Any way you want it.
Welcome back. Carl and DeBott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda DeBott tonight, but Trish Clark's here, my
good morning
favorite Thursday person.
Love Thursday morning.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Stop by and visit your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealer. Right here in Redding, your neighbor's giving you great deals on great vehicles. Their service department is absolutely second to none. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call, 530-223-2177. Redding Crown Motors. Local. You know, they support local endeavors too. They're really good out there. Our guest, Mike Warren, CEO of Turtle Bay, and Randall Hempling, who is CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, which is a big thing, but he's not here for that. He's on the board of trustees for Turtle Bay. And we're here discussing that land swap. And a question came in, said, what? You think people are going to say, oh yeah, let's, and they're in LA. Yeah, let's go up to, Redding and so we can stay at that hotel up there at Turtle Bay. No, that's not the idea behind it. I think the idea, of course, is you want to come up here and see this beautiful country and now you got a place to stay.
Yeah, you could say that people in LA do say, let's go up to Lake Shasta or Shasta
yes.
Lake and get on a houseboat. They do that.
Oh, yeah.
Who would have ever thought they would have come all the way for that? That the idea is that people do come to Redding. We've had new hotels built. Who would have thought that the Hilton Garden Inn would do anywhere? Sitting down there, you know, just way off out of nowhere and doesn't even have the casino beside it, but it's done extraordinarily well. We have other hotels that have opened up and done very well. The point is that this hotel is a Sheraton. It would be a four-star hotel. It's part of the Starwood group, which is has the number one affinity program. And if you're any part of these affinity programs, you know, the frequent flyer type things, you get, anytime they open up a new hotel, you'll get some blast on your email that they're giving extra points if you stop in and these things. And it will be, there'll be notoriety all over the world about this particular spot, focusing on Redding, the Sundial Bridge, all of these things and the amenities that we have here. Look at what Bethel has done with the Civic Auditorium. Who would have thought that, you know, that thing would turn around so fast and all the people coming in there, all the shows that they're providing, they've upgraded the whole thing, but people were against that as well, thinking who would think that, you know, a church group could
people,
run this.
People don't realize the huge impact that Bethel has on this community.
Yeah,
this
wonderful.
Is one more thing. We have a tremendous traveling population that goes up and down I-5. This is one more reason for them to get off and spend money in Shasta County.
Yeah, we're halfway between L.A. and Seattle, and halfway between...
How many cars? 80,000 cars, or is it more than that? Is it 80,000 cars a day go past here, or is it like 800,000 cars?
It is a lot.
Sure. It's a lot.
I mean, and they're in motor homes, they're in, you know, rented cars, they travel up and down here. This is a logical place to stay. You've given them one more reason. Now you have a place right there for them to pull in, spend the day, do some other things in Redding. Then there's all kinds of other activities surrounding Redding. This can be a destination point, and it's just one more place to add to that palette that get people off.
We are all thinking that it's going to be successful, but unfortunately, the bank that's going to loan the money doesn't believe people that are CEOs of a hospital or Turtle Bay or whatever. They want statistical proof. And what happens is they force us, as they should, to go out and get a study done by a party that analyzes the community, the location, the hotel. And we've had to go through that three separate times to update it and do it for different banks. And they all say the same thing. There's a demand for a four-star, and they give you the percentage occupancy. They tell you what you can charge. This is a science. And, oh, yeah. And so while you and I may think it's, that's the best location or the worst location, really doesn't matter. It's what the objective third party thinks. And we've had it done it three times, yeah. And they say there's a demand.
And Sheraton, by the way, is allowing us to build the smallest Sheraton anywhere.
That's right.
I mean, they are a quality operation, and they put their name on the line, and they're saying, yeah, we like this place so much, we're going to allow you to configure it differently because of the space and do it right. And so, you know, that's something we hang our hat on there.
We had a question in here, and maybe we haven't really brought this part up, is the reason the hotel goes in there and how it helps Turtle Bay is – you are associated with that, and you get part of the profits off of the Sheraton. That goes right to Turtle Bay. That helps keep Turtle Bay open. Somebody says, well, what's exactly the relationship? Is that correct?
Yeah, well, we get all the profits.
The hotel will make money. Hotels will make money.
Get, after, you know, whatever your deal is with Sheraton, but you get all the profits, the taxes and all that go to the city.
Right, that's right. That was part of the demand or requirement by the city that the money all stay local and go to Turtle Bay.
Right.
And so
it has to. I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'd like to talk about the aspect of moving forward with this, the fact that, you know, what has to happen now when we come back. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank every person in business that donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue coming up July 3rd at the Shasta District Fairground in conjunction with Anderson Explodes. They are Paul Bunyan Investments, Rabobank, Redding Printing, Redding Rodeo and the Barbecue Team, Reasoner's Fine Foods, Results Radio, Scott Valley Bank, Shane Corporation, Steelhead Construction, Steve Scott Trucking, Team Power, Tony's Refrigeration, Tim and Sherry Camacho, Tops Market and Sunset Market, Vestra Resources, Walmart Distribution of Red Bluff, Vic Woolery, and the Brandon Iron Restaurant. Pre-sale tickets will be at Tri-County Bank inside the Walmart in Anderson and Northern Lights Energy in Redding, all you can eat, $10. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Serving Redding for nearly 30 years, Wrap and Pack provides expert packaging and shipping services. We ship UPS, US Mail, FedEx, and Freightline. Fast, friendly service, and no long lines. Wrap and Pack is also a proud sponsor of Colt 45's baseball right here on KCNR 1460. So whether you're shipping a wood bat, a scoreboard, or anything in between, Wrap and Pack is your one-stop shipping headquarters. On Hilltop Drive across from Subway, shipping's a snack at Wrap and Pack.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the People and Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle, an opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every first Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize drawing. Walk away a winner. For entry fee and details, log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
It's back at Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Resort and Casino. The Steak and Lobster Special. 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. July 8th through the 13th. Enjoy delicious lunch or dinner. Includes a 6-ounce filet mignon, 6-ounce Canadian cold water lobster tail, baked potato and sauteed green beans, all for the amazing price of $20. Plus, play your favorite slot machine with $5 free slot play on us. Check out our new menu. Elements Restaurant only at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN. It's better on the river.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we're here. Free Fire Radio, independent talk radio for the North State. Yeah, we're not linked to anybody. I'm linked to Trish here, Trish Clark. But not like I'm linked to, like, Linda. I mean, it's kind of a different thing. She'll be on tonight on the spot with Linda Bott. Hey, this portion of the show is, you know what? how hot's it going to be? 107? 107?
Today?
No, not today.
No.
But it's going to, 98 today.
It's only going to be 98.
But this weekend's going to be in the
100s. 102 by the weekend, and Monday, 107 by Monday.
So that's why we want to talk about Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642, Martin and his people. You know, installation, repairs, emergency calls, they will take care of you and keep you cool. It started, my friends, the summer has started. Homecomfort.org is our website. 221-2642. Mike Warren, CEO of Turtle Bay, is with us along with Randall Hempling, who is on the board of trustees for Turtle Bay, but also the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, we've got, this is our last segment here, so, how do we move forward? Where's the next step?
And that is the next step because we've battled this in this community for 20 years, 25 years.
It's there.
The argument about what to do in that area, what to build, what to not build, how to build it, who builds it, who's responsible. Okay, the argument's all done.
I don't care.
A reality.
I don't care. It's finished.
We've got to put that behind us, decide, okay, you've got a wonderful museum down there, you have a footbridge. You have all these things. How do you make it sustainable? How do you make it so it stays in this community?
And so that it's all
for
the next step.
How do we get off the diamond and move
And the
forward?
Next step is also fair to the community.
That's exactly. That,
which is, I think, is the bottom line everybody's looking at. So, gentlemen.
Well, the key thing is, and they're doing the right thing now. They're negotiating to get this deal done. Just expedite that. Let's get going. Get the deal done. City accept a deal to purchase. You know, they've entered the negotiation to do it, and the city started by saying the 5 acres. So we know that a deal is going to be done. The key is now let's just get it done so that we can move forward, get the hotel built, and move forward, and then start really doing some planning about what we'll be doing. First of all, maintenance. We got a lot of maintenance to do before we think about anything else out there. But the main thing is just get the deal done.
If you get the deal done, will that, and this was another question, Mike, will that be all that's needed?
No. I wish it was. No, then we have to deal with the issue of Department of Industrial Relations, DIR. We'll have to, in some way, go back and assure that this is a non-prevailing wage project. And so we'll probably be dealing with the unions on that.
Okay, then the last thing was said is, I think it may have been something you said, was that this would not be enough to keep Turtle Bay solvent?
Well, it's a step in the right direction, and that's been the whole issue, you know, 5 acres versus 14. I think even Patrick and Gary are in favor of the 5 acres.
Oh, yeah, they're all for that. So you want to build it there, that's fine. They'll use pick and shovels for you.
We know that the hotel isn't going to solve all the problems for the future, and there'll be future development there. Randall mentioned a possibility of moving to Planetarium over there. Maybe the hotel is so successful we need to expand it. And what McConnell is saying, the reason we need the additional acreage, and they're absolutely right, is that we don't want to have to go through this again on prevailing wage. And so what McConnell has suggested to the city is let's buy the developable portion, which is the 14 acres, so the next project can go smoother than this one.
So many decisions have been made in Shasta County over the last 40 years where they took a little bite when they should have done the right thing, and then they come back and they beat it to death for every time you want to turn a stone.
A bank would much rather deal with an owner than a lease. And so the financing has been really, really tricky and expensive because it's been a lease. And so McConnell has recognized that and said, let's purchase it all so that when we go to the bank for a loan on the next project, that the financing is.
That you'll have it there and everything will be lined
up. But
you can
recognize that the terms of the lease still encumber the property as to what can be done.
That's real important because
the community doesn't think.
No condos.
Somehow McConnell can go in there and then do anything they want to just because they own it.
They can't.
Right. Yeah. So it's all under that
lease. I think that needs to be made really clear.
Well,
to the public,
I think I said, you know, the first time I talked to him, I said, y'all can, when you sell it to them, you can put any type of caveats on there you want. I mean, from the city to everybody. Okay. You know, gentlemen, thank you for dropping what you were doing to come in and talk today about this. This was really important for our city. Of course, we had, the city councilman, Patrick Jones and Gary Tad on yesterday who are, you know, they're vocally opposed to this.
They're opposed to the 14 acres, not
the 14 acres. No, they're okay for the hotel. Build the hotel on that 5 acres.
Right.
It's the land trade and all the other, you know, the other things. And a lot of things like, you getting a special electricity buy is not true. There's not going to be condos on the river or any of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. And, gosh, we're going to take a quick break for the news and then we're going to have Alexis Aspie is going to be joining us for the author of Standing at the Altar in Your Underwear, among other things. Plus, I think
I
have some time to talk about Defense of Marriage Act, the Proposition 8, and how about the Equal Opportunity Commission out of D.C. who is now suing BMW and Dollar, saying you cannot use background checks when you hire people. Oh, yeah. Oh, you. We'll be right back after the news. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
I want to also ask you about another scandal.
That's what the acting head of the IRS is facing on Capitol Hill right now. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
It's the third time Danny Werfel has faced the congressional panel since tapped as acting IRS commissioner last month.
We have not found evidence of intentional wrongdoing by anyone at the IRS or involvement in these matters by anyone outside of the IRS.
Werfel telling the House Ways and Means Committee liberal groups were also named on a be-on-the-lookout list along with Tea Party organizations seeking tax-exempt status.
You might have called these initial conclusions, and I think initial probably should be emphasized. I would call them incomplete.
Committee Chairman Republican Dave Camp says the IRS Inspector General noted conservative groups were treated differently. Lisa.
Jared, a grilling by the defense of the star prosecution witness at the George Zimmerman murder trial in Florida. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown following this live.
Now, Lisa, Rachel Gentel, Trayvon Martin's friend and to whom he was speaking on his cell phone the night he and George Zimmerman had their fateful encounter, admits to the defense she hasn't been truthful about her story at various times throughout the investigation.
Phone shut off. You heard Trayvon Martin say a little get off.
Yes, sir.
Which could be a problem for prosecutors, as it's her story they're relying on to prove Zimmerman was the aggressor, Lisa.
Eben Ward of a second arrest in a Massachusetts murder case that has now former NFL player Aaron Hernandez held without bail. The second suspect being held in Connecticut as a fugitive from justice. President Obama says wheeling and dealing shouldn't be necessary to get NSA leaker Edward Snowden extradited to the U.S.
This is something that routinely is dealt with between law enforcement officials in various countries.
For a fourth day, Snowden's believed to be at the Moscow airport, the president traveling right now in Africa. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine. But she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we put our website to work for you. And boy, does it work. You'll find the part you need at a great price and have it shipped straight to your door absolutely free. That's right. Any order over $75 is shipped free. So just kick back in your recliner with a beverage of your choice and let the website do the work. Place an order over $75, get it delivered free. Only at AdvanceAutoParts.com.
Advance Auto Parts.
Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Supreme Court decision leaves supporters of same-sex marriage celebrating and opponents mobilizing. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal live in L.A.
Lisa, gay communities across California have been celebrating the Supreme Court's ruling, which effectively ends the state's ban on gay marriage. This man wore a wedding dress through San Francisco's Castro District.
It's a good day, right? I put on my hunting clothes.
But supporters of the voter-approved ban, known as Prop 8, say this isn't over.
We shall fight in the legislature. We shall fight in the courts. We will not surrender.
The court ruling did not address the constitutionality of gay marriage bans. The justices only said that supporters of Prop 8 had no standing to argue the case, Lisa.
Meantime, Jessica, the federal government will have to come up with the fine print on the Supreme Court's other decision yesterday rejecting the Defense of Marriage Act. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz at the White House.
The president directed the attorney general to begin incorporating the decision into federal benefits and obligations. The Supreme Court case involved the estate tax, but John Malcolm, a former assistant deputy attorney general, says it'll go much further.
federal unemployment benefits or, you know, whatever the program is, if they apply for veterans benefits or any kind of federal program that talks about a marriage or next of kin.
The U.S. military will also have to provide same-sex marriage benefits. Later today, the U.S. Senate could vote on sweeping immigration reform.
It's landmark legislation that will secure borders and help 11 million people get right with the law.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid urging passage, but a so-called border surge amendment hasn't convinced all Republicans there's enough security.
If you can't be reasonably certain that the border is secure as a condition of legalization, there's just no way to be sure that millions more won't follow the illegal immigrants who are already here.
Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell. Stocks rallying right now. The Dow's up 155 points, and mortgage rates have jumped. The average 30-year fixed at 4.46%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. But hey, let's start off with our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Chris Lasonbeck. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets continue to move higher. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 158 points at 15,068. The S&P 500 is adding 14 points at 1618, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 35 points at 3411. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 178 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Intel's up 25 cents at 2425. Apple's adding 83 cents at 398.79. Microsoft up 28 cents at 3463, while Facebook is up 62 cents at 2476. Of local interest, Safeway up 49 cents at $24.05. Home Depot's adding 89 cents at $76.57. Bank of Commerce up a penny at $4.86, while Tri-County's Bank is down a penny at $20.93. Of local interest, in the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.51%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.38%. Oil's up 89 cents a barrel at $96.38, and precious metals are higher with gold up $2 an ounce at $12.2706, while silver's up 30 cents at $18.76 an ounce. This is Crystal Sondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo Market Minute Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in our, somebody hand me a paper towel here. I've just dumped coffee all over my computer. Every Monday through Friday from, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05. Give them a call at 243-756-7561 or go down and stop by Park Community Drive. Hey, they're good people doing great work telling you what to do with your money in this morass of Wall Street. Okay.
Okay, it is 71 degrees as we speak. It's going to be sunny and hot with a high near 96 today, clear with a low around 69 this evening, warming up tomorrow to 102, 103 on Saturday, and rising up until Monday of 107. The heat is back. And it's going to be our typical Redding, Shasta County weather.
It is.
Weather as always is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards. Tonight is pizza night.
It is.
If you need to call up there, you need to call 474-5546 and make your reservation for your pizza.
Yeah.
For heats up too much.
Yeah, like I just heated up my, laptop by dropping my coffee on it, you know. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a very quick break. We're going to come back with our guest, Alexis Asby, and who has written Standing at the Altar in Your Underwear. And also, later on in the show today, we have Debbie Sprague, A Stranger in My Bed. It's her launch today too, but two local authors right here in Redding, and we are so proud of both of them. We'll be right back.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it six times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I've seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Play high-stakes Indian Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dub in the summer on Sunday, June 30th. Regular games pay $500. Pay for $25, electronic $55. We are the only place in town to offer a pre-breakfast buffet with your bingo buy-in. Every last Sunday of the month, over 100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month. Play in our 30-game marathon on June 30th. For details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river. Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit. Offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit fong, party wheel for free prizes, fifth cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Staycation on a lake with Holiday Harbor. Hey, they've got everything for every package deal to fit every budget. Houseboats, ski boats, jet skis, Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. We're going out there. We're having a great time. 238-2383. Or check out their website, lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Our guest of Trish Clark and mine, of ours, is Alexis Asby, who's written At the Altar in Your Underwear.
Yes.
Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, tell us a little bit about you, and let's talk about
this book. This wonderful book.
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, you just didn't come out of nowhere with this book. You've got lots of experience.
I do. I actually have done weddings and events almost my entire life. My mother was a restaurateur and a caterer and grew up in that entertainment and hospitality industry, and went on to start a business that ended up doing over 3,000 events as the founder. And, you know, it was a big dream because at that time there weren't these specialty designers or event planners. And my parents were absolutely mortified that I would think about starting my own business and that I would possibly, you know, fail epically. And it was really a God thing. It really worked out really well, and we were really well embraced and ultimately ended up working for a lot of fancy people.
You did some really – I mean, you did some pretty expensive weddings out there, didn't you?
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
Like, we're talking about big names. Can you give us a name?
Well
– or at least an amount. Linda comes by. She said, did you know Allie did a – it's a $400,000 or something like that wedding or something like that?
Some weddings definitely can be upwards of $400,000 or $500,000. It just depends on who you are and what your budget is.
Ours, you know, was just a little bit less than that.
Tiny bit, right?
Tiny bit.
Teeny tiny bit.
Teeny guys. Yeah. You know what it was?
I'm sure you spared no expense.
It was, you know, we didn't put diamond rings out there for everybody. So. Yeah.
And I've worked for a lot of fancy people. I've had the opportunity to work for the Duchess of York and many celebrities. as well as we did an event with Vice President Cheney, and it was, you know, it was interesting when you're frisk with your flowers and, you know, the big black helicopters are flying over making sure that you're not carrying anything.
How about drones?
Oh, how fun.
Drones flying over?
I just had roses. That's all
just
I had.
Roses. Okay. So then you, after the after doing all this, you came to Reading. I mean, this was big back there. I mean, this was not like it took you a while to build this up. And then how'd you get to Reading?
Oh, this will be a controversial story. I'm sitting on the beach in Hawaii on my 40th birthday, and I am making money hand over fist. I have this incredible ranch. My husband has built me this beautiful studio. I could drive my H2 into it. I had a walk-in refrigerator, had a full staff, nanny, housekeeper, everything you could ever want. And I hear this voice in my head saying, "You're all done." And I'm like, I'm losing my mind. I'm absolutely gone mad. And I happen to be visiting my mentor who I worked for 10 years. And she says, "So, Allie, how's it really going?" And I'm like, I it's going great, but I think I'm all done. And she said, "What do you mean you're all done?" And I said, "I just feel like it's time to stop. You know, I'm at the top of my game. It doesn't make any sense. Maybe I'm just having a midlife crisis." And she says, "Well, does your husband know?" And I said, "No. I'm kind of afraid to actually say it. He's going to really think I've lost my mind. We have this incredible life." And she's like, "All right, well," we continue on our walk, and we sit down for dinner that night, and she announces to my husband, she's like, "Hey, Kelly, Allie says she's all done. What do you think about that?" He says, "Absolutely not. We're going to live and die right here. Things are awesome. She's probably just having a little bit of a break." So about 2 weeks later, my husband sat straight up in bed, said, "You know what? You're right. It's time to go. It's time to stop this." So I sold my company. Sold our several million-dollar property. He quit his job. We came up here. We bought a piece of property and took some time off.
Why did you come here?
We've had a houseboat in Reading for 20-some-odd years, and so this was our place. Like, he'd throw me in the car after an event on a Sunday night, and I would sleep, and then I'd wake up on the top of the houseboat. And it was really our sanctuary, place that we really came to just rest. He grew up on the lake. Literally every summer was spent water skiing and wakeboarding. So they're boat people.
Okay.
All right. So this is how you got here. That's good. I like that. I mean, some, you know, people hear things. People say, "You know what? This is enough." Sometimes you almost hear things like, "Don't stand here." And so you move.
Yeah.
And you know, and it has a huge impact on the rest of your life.
Well, I believe in the inner voice. I think and I think where people go wrong is if they're not listening.
Yeah.
It's
and you know,
you've got to listen.
It's a survival thing.
None of it made sense. I mean, people were like, "What are you thinking?" I mean, they were like, "What are you doing? I mean, how could this be happening?" And they really thought that, I'm sure they thought that I was going crazy. The interesting thing is that we were at the top of the market. I mean, everything was booming. Economically, things were just raging. And it was really interesting because we sold our house at the top of the market, sold our business, and the story about how it all happened was really crazy. You know, we sold my business for all cash, no attorneys. It just fluidly happened. Our house was purchased, and no one ever moved into it. Yeah. I mean, I think someone just rented it about 6 months ago.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Allie.
And so you wrote a book.
Yeah, where did this come from? Because I tell you what, if you've not seen it, just look it up on Amazon and all this, because it's everywhere. At the Altar in Your Underwear, and it's really cute. It says 40 Secrets to an Amazing Wedding and a Better You.
I felt compelled after being here, and we started a couple other businesses, to really put a cap and address my life prior to, as well as I really felt compelled to give back to an industry that was fairly difficult for me in the end because, you know, I could sit in front of people and I knew if they were going to make it or if they weren't going to make it.
Did you really? Can you tell?
I can.
Just by standing there and looking at them?
Yes.
Are Trish and I going to make it?
No.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
Okay, that's a good thing.
You're too much alike.
Oh, that was, you know what? I just love, I almost got to use the bleeper the first time in 4 years right then. So you can stand there and tell.
Yes.
And that kind of
Ooh, that's unnerving, I'll bet.
Is that weird?
When you're planning a wedding and you know it's not going to work?
Yeah. Yes. And it was, you know, it really ate at me for a long time. And, you know, I was selling the drug. I was selling the stuff. I was selling the beauty, the dream. I was selling what every girl wants for 4 to 6 hours and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars.
On something that was going to be a failure.
On something that was really not of what it's really supposed to be.
Oh, wow. Well, your book here is, it has everything. $70 billion later, a little bit, leopard print or bust. How many, you know, they've got the show on TV. I've never watched it, but I've looked at the title. It's called Bridezillas.
Yes. There is that show and
is it accurate?
Yes, it's accurate. It can be. I was very privileged and very fortunate. The clients that came to me were usually very well behaved. And Bridezillas is a very accurate description of what can go on out there. There are also some really beautiful people and people who are really doing it for the right reasons. It saddens me. However, I feel like there's a revolution coming and I feel like the tides are really changing at this point. And I'm really hoping to be a part of that.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. We were at a wedding this weekend.
Oh, good.
This past weekend, my niece.
Are they going to make it?
I think they will. They've been together for like 5 or 6 years. This isn't something that happened like overnight.
Okay, so I've done weddings for people who have been together for 10 and 11 years, and 6 months later, they're gone.
You know, from what I understand, living together, you know, people say, we can live together. Well, it has nothing to do. You have the same percentage of divorces for people that live together than people
Absolutely.
That never live together.
Yeah.
They seem to be, because they seem to really like each other mm-hmm. and respect each other. So I'm hoping that'll happen. My niece is from a divorced family. And they actually, everybody got along really well. And then he's from a family that's been together for like 50 years, his
nice.
Parents. So that's a plus. But one of the things we noticed when they were taking photos.
Right.
Is that the wedding planner was kind of like off in her little land and the photographer had no concept.
We call
of
that
really,
wedding planning land.
Yeah. And had no.
It's surreal.
Had no concept of what was going on. The photos that were being taken and when you're standing out, you know, from outside, you're looking is that, she didn't get photos of the whole family.
Interesting.
It is interesting because that was the only chance you're going to get that. Is it, who should be worrying about that? Should it be the wedding planner or should the bride say, I want photos of when she has a chance well before this of this groups of people?
I think that's a really interesting question, Carl. And it really goes to say what's really going on in the planning process. For example, it's absolutely the bride and groom's job to come to the table with what's important to them and have that at the forefront of their mind. However, we're so inundated with the stuff, the media, the things we're supposed to do, the things we're supposed to have, the big white dress, the shoes, the fancy cake, you know, everything, that we forget what's really important. And that's really what I write about. I write about how to honor people through the celebration and starting a life together. So to answer your question, it's absolutely the bride and the groom's job to determine what's important to them from the beginning and to start with the end in mind. And it is the wedding planner's job to help facilitate that. And I hope that with my book being a wedding planning Bible, as they would say, that it really brings it back down to helping them create an event that is true to who they really are so that these memories don't go undocumented.
But the day of the event, then the bride and the groom have already given you the information.
Correct.
And so the bride or the wedding planner then should facilitate all of those things happening.
Absolutely. However, if the wedding planner is not informed or they specifically say that they don't want this and that this is more important and that we don't have time for this, the wedding planner can very often say, hey, listen, do you want to look back in 50 years and not see a picture of your family? Like this is worthy of documenting. However, the bride and groom really do dictate that.
For sure.
You know, you've got a chapter here, and it's almost like a military operation.
It is.
Make a list. Break your list into a smaller list.
Mm-hmm.
If you delegate, make sure you check those people. It means you're supervising
them. Inspect what you expect, I think, is what they say.
Yeah, reverse engineer. Take the last 2 weeks off before your wedding. Don't micromanage. But you're keeping on track of everything because, frankly, in our wedding, we have a beautiful wedding album, Linda and I's. And we've got photos of all of my family and us, her family and us, but not all of us. And so that's probably why I was aware of when I see it in other weddings. We didn't have both sides of the family in one big picture. We can meld them together, I guess, somehow. But
Photoshop.
We can Photoshop the hell out of it. But What would you say is the largest, or what's the most important thing you would tell a bride and groom? Or would you tell them things separately?
Exactly what you're talking about. The groom was checked out. He was kind of out there in left field. The bride was running an agenda of what she probably thought people were expecting of her. And instead, really pray, focus, meditate on being in the moment on that day. I think that's probably the most important thing. And planning is definitely 90%. However, if you don't plan, you don't have that opportunity to really soak in what's going on in each and every moment and to be able to take a mental snapshot of that day for yourself. Because that's really, in the end, what all you have, and how both of you feel and how your families feel and how they feel as a result of being part of that celebration. So absolutely being in the moment. And my very most important thing, as I say to people, is to be really grateful and to really just bask in the amount of gratitude that you have for what's going on. I mean, you're starting this incredible life together. You only get one shot, right? So why don't we just really embrace every part of it?
And you can do that. You know, a lot of people are concerned that they don't have $400,000 to invest in a wedding.
You can target
that moment and make the most of whatever your budget is.
I talk about a couple that had they had nothing and debt, and probably one of the most beautiful celebrations that I've ever seen, and how they came together and celebrated and, you know, created a union of themselves, their families, and it was amazing. And
It's not a money thing.
Well, and that's the important thing to recognize, that not everybody has that kind of money or wants to invest it in 4 to 6 hours. You can still have a very lifelong memory of a beautiful time without spending a great deal of money to
Correct.
Do it.
However, don't put that burden on your vendors. It is what it is. Like, understand who you are and then go from there. If you don't have enough money to cross the bridge, you may not want to have a $50,000 wedding.
There you go. And don't expect, like you say, don't expect your vendors to all give you a deal because you don't have any money.
Correct.
What has been the most, I don't know if the word's scary when you're having a wedding? Has there been just like really times you just go, oh my God, what's happening?
Well, after doing, when you do 350 events a year, you really come across almost everything.
You know, I heard you say that, 350 events a year.
Yes. That's what you were doing?
Yes.
And so that was you and your company? Or,
yes.
Okay, but you must have been, what, five, six days a week doing a different event every day?
Well, we'd have two or three on a Friday night.
Oh, okay.
We'd have 10 on a Saturday, two or three on a Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes even on Thursdays, you'd have events. And, where we were in the Bay Area, like, the venues would get booked up very quickly, and so people were looking for alternative times.
Do you counsel people now or give people help now?
Yes, every single day. Starbucks, wherever you want.
How do people get your book? And it's really a cute book. You can just read through here. If you just read the last page in each chapter, you're 1,000% ahead. But how do people get your At the Altar in Your Underwear?
Well, you can go to my website, and I'll sign it for you, of course. And if you want a personalized message or you want to give it as a gift, I'm happy to sign it and customize the message for you. And you can go to Ally, Asbe.com, or you can actually get it on Amazon.
Well, this is great. Yeah. I mean, we've known you for several years because of your other business.
Yeah.
And then when we remet out at Anselmo's. I completely, because the way you were talking about the books and all that, I thought you were out of Hollywood because I thought you were one of our C's friends.
Thank you.
Well,
I had never met you before, except when we met at Anselmo.
And then you said, I know you. You've got a radio station. I'm going, how does she know this?
Linda. And yeah. I met Linda when you guys were actually courting each other by mail. And so, of course, I was just epically drawn to that story. And, of course, Linda's a force to be reckoned with. So, you can't help but fall in love with her instantly. Thank you for that compliment. I really appreciate it. I'm really a small town girl. I make sandwiches. I got two kids. I am hopelessly in love with a cowboy. And
your website's really cute. When you take a look at Allie's website. And what's it again?
AllieAsbe.com. AllieAsbe.com.
Yeah, you talk about that. Talk about your love of your life there and then your kids.
Yes,
so
I
that's
do.
Cool.
How can you not, right?
I think, you know, the North State, we talk about this all the time. There's so much here and so many really special people in this wonderful community that we live in. And we're just pleased to have you on the show this morning to talk about this fantastic book.
Yeah, this is something that ordinarily I don't get involved with too much, but just the idea after somebody's put out a book that people could use, and if they just used your book, they could get married, and it would come off a lot easier.
I think that the next book will actually be more mainstream. It's called Cooking in Your Underwear, What We Really Want. And so hopefully we'll be able to talk again.
Oh. Well, I wonder what the third book will be then.
Probably 50 in your underwear.
Okay, I can do that. Okay, our guest has been Alexis Asby. And her book is At the Altar in Your Underwear. She is a world famous at one point, a wedding planner, an event planner down in the Bay Area. And just decided one day?
To sell my company and move to Reading.
And move to Reading. And because it was the right thing to do.
I heard a voice.
Heard a voice.
Yep.
Inner voice, and you listened. That's the important thing.
Yeah, it scares me sometimes, but
You know, I'm telling you, the few times in my life that I've really gotten in over my head is when I wasn't listening to the voice.
Yes, the things that terrify me most now is when I don't listen.
And exactly right. You hear the voice, you better pay attention.
There's a reason for that, and I believe it's in your DNA, man. That because the people that listen to that voice, their gene pool kept going forward, and the people that didn't, or the obviously didn't, ended right then.
Absolutely.
So, okay.
Here's to hearing a voice.
Yeah. Hey, okay. We're going to take a quick break from the news. We're coming back with Debbie Sprague, another author with another fabulous book called A Stranger in My Bed about combating PTSD and what she did. And she's getting ready to have a book launching here. So we're going to talk to her for the next segment. We'll be right
back.
Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Great to see you again.
Thank you.
Obama says he's going through the regular channels to get Snowden back here to face espionage charges, but won't start wheeling and dealing.
I'm not going to be scrambling jets to get a 29-year-old hacker.
The president in Africa is starting a week-long tour. In the Florida trial of George Zimmerman accused of murdering unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin, Rachel Jeantel, a friend of Martin's, being asked about a phone conversation with him before he died.
The defense has been grilling her about her story since yesterday.
That you didn't see anything, you weren't there.
No.
And she's already admitted to lying about her whereabouts, something the defense has been building on, trying to paint her as unreliable.
Fox Radio's Evan Brown. Fixed mortgage rates have surged to their highest level in 2 years, to 4.46%. Fox News. We report. You decide.
If you are running your own business, you already know that there are 1,000 items on your to-do list. You really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends.
Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or LakeShasta.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda has on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. She had a great time with her. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and discounts for seniors, especially for the veterans. We're going to be talking about that a little bit here. Man's Last Stronghold right there at Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue. You're going to like it. I like being there. And right now I'm surrounded by all girls who probably don't go there.
We have another great lady from Shasta County.
We are so fortunate.
It's fantastic. We are surrounded by these wonderfully accomplished women right here in Shasta County. Debbie Sprague, longtime friend of mine, who has a wonderful history in Shasta County and now has written this wonderful book, A Stranger in My Bed.
She has written a book that if you have somebody that's been in the military that has served on active duty in combat, you need to have this book because it will help you understand where they've been, what they're going through right now, and how you, as someone who loves them, can help them. Debbie Sprague, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, and thank you so much for having me.
Well,
morning,
you know what? Debbie. Today is a big day, isn't it?
It is. Two reasons. Today's National PTSD Awareness Day.
Uh-huh.
And today's also my launch day.
Of your book.
Of my book.
I was one of the fortunate ones. I got a copy of it and was able to read it. And Debbie, I'm so honored because she asked me to write something for the dust cover of the book. And Debbie, tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Who's Debbie
Sprague?
Okay, Debbie Sprague, long time Shasta County resident, been here since I was 2 years old, which was many, many years ago. So homegrown, grew up, graduated from high school here, went on to college, and ended up being offered a job back in the city of Anderson, where I met Trish many years ago.
Yes.
So had the pleasure of working with Trish back in the 70s. So I've been in Reading for a long time. I got married and I had two wonderful children. I had a great job, a great career. Life was wonderful. And then my marriage ended. And so I found myself a single working mom. And shortly after my divorce, my 10-year-old son was diagnosed with malignant brainstem tumor. And unfortunately, 5 months later, he passed away. So I spent the next 9 years working and taking care of my daughter, Andrea, and thought that probably I was going to be single for the rest of my life. I dated a lot, but, you know, nothing just seemed to click. And then one rainy morning, standing in a muddy parking lot, I shook hands with a man, and we looked up at each other, and it was love at first sight. And that's my husband, Randy, and that was in 2000. And we started off with a wonderful life, lots of dreams, lots of great things that we wanted to do together.
And that was in 2000.
That was in 2000.
And you got married when?
We met in February the day after Valentine's Day, and we got married that October. So 8 months later.
8 months later.
8 months later, we got married.
Well, it was the right thing, though, you know, so.
It was perfect. He was
perfect.
He was perfect.
He was perfect for you. I know Randy, and I like Randy Sprague a lot. But things started happening. Things changed.
Things began to change. When I met him, he was just so happy and so kind and so generous. And he started getting angry. He started just snapping for no reason. He started getting very quiet and moody. He started being... My daughter was 13 when we got married, and he started just kind of picking at her for really silly little things. I mean, I thought we were pretty good having a teenage daughter that was... I got to brag just a minute here about my daughter, because she's awesome. And at that point in time, she was in high school. She was carrying a 4.2 grade point average. She was volunteering at Mercy Hospital, teaching Sunday school. I mean, a pretty ideal teenager. But he just picked and picked on her, and it just really kind of was difficult for her. And then many of our special events in her life, he would do something to just totally destroy the day or the night. And it really created some real issues between us, to the point that when she went away to college, she never came back to our home, to her bedroom. She'd come and have dinner, but she never, to this day, has spent the night at our house.
Wow. That was a huge change, all that stuff, when that started happening.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking. And, of course, at that point in time, we had no idea what was going on. He just became a real jerk, I guess, is the easiest way to put it.
So what happened next after that? I know that you were saying, wait, this isn't the man I married. He's destroying my family here. And yet, he's not trying to resolve this.
Well, the next thing that happened was he started having nightmares. I woke up one night to a blood-curdling screaming in a foreign language. And he was screaming in Vietnamese. And I would wake up with him with a fist in my face, with him kicking me. And he didn't know at that point what was going on. But fortunately for both of us, he was in a parking lot in one of the shopping centers here in town, and another veteran walked by with a hat on, and Randy yells out to him, says, "Welcome home, brother." And the guy came over and started talking and started asking Randy some very pointed questions. Asked him if he was getting help from the VA. And Randy says, "No, I don't need help. I'm fine." And this angel said, "No, you need help." And he virtually, the next morning, took Randy by the hand, walked him down to the VSO office, the Veterans Service office, walked him in the door and said, "This man needs help." And sure enough, they got him seen by one of the therapists, and he was diagnosed with PTSD. And then also they learned he had a lot of health issues that hadn't been diagnosed that were...
Had not been addressed while he was on active duty, which happens
right.
A lot. Yeah.
Right.
You almost have to take care of yourself after, once you turn loose. You know, that's why, but the Veterans Clinic here is they need to get him into the system, which it sounds like then he got into the system, at least.
Right. We were fortunate because back then he didn't go through the backlog like what's happening today.
Okay. So he's in the system. He's being treated for PTSD. And by the way, this is post-traumatic stress day.
Yes, it
official,
is.
Because this is PTSD month, I believe. And this is PTSD. This is the day.
This is the day. Yes.
Okay. And which is a great time to launch your book, A Stranger in My Bed. During the treatments, I mean, everything was good then after that, right?
Oh, no. Oh, not at all. So he came home with one page on this is what PTSD is. Well, even though I'd had a psychology background, I really didn't know what PTSD was or had any idea about it. And things got worse. As he started through therapy, his symptoms got worse. He got angrier. It was like a deep, big, dark cloud in our house. And the angrier he got, the more fearful I became, because I didn't know what to say to him. Nothing seemed to be the right thing. Everything would spike him or trigger him.
And as this, and as this is going on with your husband, you, as you say, you've got to have some things going on in your mind. This is impacting you and how you live and how you think about things.
Exactly, Trish. And that's such a great point to bring up because what it did to me was suddenly this man who had adored me didn't want to talk to me. He didn't want to go anywhere with me. He didn't want anything to do with me. And so, of course, I believed that was my fault, that there was something wrong with me. What could I do to make him happy? What could I do to look better for him, to treat him better, to cook better for him? It just totally took my self-esteem and put it down the drain.
Well, Randy's on in our chat room right now saying how he hurt everybody around him. And that he wished he could remember the name of that guy that got him into the treatment. But part of
the angel.
Part of the problem is again, just what you said. You're blaming yourself for something that was not your fault. Post-traumatic stress. And I like to make this clear. It's not just military veterans. Post-traumatic stress can strike anybody over a basis of anything from a tough childhood to a car wreck to an assault. I mean, there's all types of things that can cause post-traumatic stress. What I'm trying to say is our warriors are not the only ones that have post-traumatic stress.
And when they bring it back into the family, then it can, in fact, impact the whole family, and they all start.
And then everybody has it, which is what Debbie's book here is talking about. Okay, so then you're trying to say it must be something I'm not trying hard enough and all this. And then I know that, and when we talked before, you've actually had therapists tell you, walk away.
Right. I got to the point where I knew I needed to do something because I was just numb. I just, I basically didn't care about my life anymore. And that wasn't me. And I didn't want to go out anymore, and I gained 50 pounds, and it was basically destroying me. So I finally told Randy how I was feeling, and he just looked at me and said, I can't help you. And then he came back later and said, you need to go see someone else because I just can't help you. So I made an appointment and saw her a couple times, and then she just said, Debbie, you've got PTSD also, and you just need to walk away from this marriage. It's not bringing anything to your life. You just need to walk away. So I walked away from her, went to another therapist that actually specialized in PTSD. Randy and I saw him together for 5 or 6 times. And 1 week, Randy wasn't able to go with me. And the therapist said, I know because of your religion that you want to make this marriage work, but you really need to consider yourself and your future. You know, you're still young and you've got a whole life in front of you. You just need to walk away.
Two of them.
So I walked away from both of them, and I thought, okay.
From both of the therapists.
Because I love this man, and I knew that inside was
still the man you married and you still loved.
Exactly. And what I wanted to find out, how can I live with this man the way he is, and how can I help bring that man that I fell in love with back out? Because every now and then a tiny glimpse of him would come back. Not for very long, but, and it wasn't his fault. I mean, he was 19 years old when he went to Vietnam and experienced horrors that I have no idea or any concept of what he went mm-hmm. through. So how could I just walk away?
Okay. Well, we have a caller on the line here. Marie, you're live on KCNR.
Hey, Carl, this is Dr. Maria Salas. How are you?
How you doing, Maria?
You know, I just have to say something. I love this show. I can't wait to get the book. I think it's really important to note some of the things that you're talking about with the DNA you were talking about. I totally believe that when someone comes into the house with with post-traumatic stress disorder, like my dad, he's a Vietnam vet, higher functioning in that he could still work and do things, but it does transfer over into the family. It becomes part of your DNA. It is something that affects the whole family, you know, for years to come. So I think it's really important that she or her counselor noticed that in her, that she was getting it as well. And so everybody needs help and treatment.
Yeah, you know, I think you're absolutely right, because if a dominant figure, maybe not, it, I guess dominant figure is a male figure in the family, has post-traumatic, has post-traumatic stress, he then shares it with everybody, whether he wants to or not. Because, because when he's acting out or when he's reacting to it, everybody else has to, too.
Yeah, and it just spreads and, like the rice paddy foot fungus. Is what, you know. So anyway, thank you so much for your guest today. It's a great show. Thanks, guys. I'll keep going.
Thanks,
Maria.
Yeah, thanks, okay, Dr. Maria Salas. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye.
We're kind of skipping commercials in here today so we can get all this stuff in. But, okay, they said leave. You're not going to leave. And then you put together a plan to make this work.
I did, Carl. I started researching PTSD. I started trying to find out as much as I could about it, and I tried to find out what I could do to help Randy. Because as the doctor was saying, PTSD is contagious. It's like a mirror effect. When his PTSD, it shined onto me, and it created all those same symptoms in me. And I thought, you know what, if all those negative things can turn me around, what if I figured out a way for myself to be the mirror and change
our positive back.
The positive back. So I started doing a tremendous amount of research.
And that's, and then, and because we've got about 10 minutes left here, the research that you did resulted in a plan and then resulted in this book, the 8 steps.
Exactly. I started researching and trying to find tools and things to help myself, because I had a lot of stress and anger, and I knew that I needed to get myself healthy again, mentally and physically, because as I said, I'd gained a lot of weight. I stopped being active and doing things. So basically, my 8 steps is exactly the process that I went through. And the first step is learning and understanding PTSD, and not just from the book, not just learning from a book, but learning what it really looks like inside a family. And in order to do that, I started volunteering with an organization, and I really got to see what other families were dealing with. And I realized that I wasn't alone, that there are hundreds of thousands of other women out there alone, struggling. And I thought, I want to do something that can help get people better a lot quicker than what I did. It took me years.
And one of the things you told me in a previous conversation is what you discovered really quickly is that there is help available for the veterans, for the guys, and there was nothing available for you, for the women. There was nobody for you to go to besides the guys that said, walk away.
Exactly. And, you know, scattered throughout the country, there's little bits of help here and there, but there's no set program. There's no, there's really just very, very little help.
Yeah, the veterans community or the veterans administration will not help the families. You do not fall in. It's not set up for that kind of stuff. No, it's got to be special programs like this. So you've done a lot of the volunteering. So you did all the research. You got inside the family. And then you just, then this has led to your book and the 8 steps here, which is just the book again, A Stranger in My Bed. It's launching today.
Today, yes.
Are you going to be someplace today?
Carl, I am right here with you today, and I'm so excited.
Well, we're excited too.
This is great to be here with you.
And it is. And, and the your book needs to be have people that are, that have been exposed to PTSD. You need to buy this book. They ought to buy this and hand it to every veteran and he's leaving. Give it to him so he can give it to his family.
How can people get your book?
Okay, first I'm going to answer Carl's question.
About the 8,
No, I'm going to, you asked me where I was going to be today.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I do, because there was no help for me, that was one of the things I wanted to do, was make sure that other women had a place to go. So I have started a support group for women who are living with a veteran with post-traumatic stress disorder. And actually any woman, because I do have people that come that are married to law enforcement or first responders.
Just yes.
So it's not just vets. So tonight I have a monthly support group. We have a lesson, so I actually want people to go home with tools, not just have a session to just sit and complain and talk. So it's tonight at 6:30. It's held at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church on Alta Mesa Drive. Would love to have any women that would like to join us come. And we do it once a month, and it's a great opportunity to just realize that you're not alone and get support from other women that are going through very, very similar situations.
So say again, where and what time?
It is at 6:30 at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, and it's on Alta Mesa Drive, right in the middle of Alta Mesa, right next to the big water tower that used to be there.
And this is for women.
It's for women
who have post-traumatic stress disorder in their family.
In their family,
and
right?
Probably now with them.
Right, and it can mothers, wives, girlfriends, children.
Children.
I mean, adult children.
The most important part, would you say, of your book?
The most important part is to bring a message that healing can happen and that there is hope to have a better life. And I began writing it for spouses, but once I started writing the book, I realized that what I was sharing would be really beneficial to anybody that cares about a veteran, anybody that works with a veteran, because, you know, when we just get things out of a book and we don't really know what it looks like inside a family that's living with PTSD. So Randy and I bared our souls. I mean, I bared my soul and my feelings. And what's in this book, which is launching today, my family, my friends have no idea what I went through or what was happening in my life. So this is a big deal.
Well, and you know, I have to congratulate both you and Randy for
standing
for
up on this
being
one.
Willing to bare your soul to this extent to try to help all those other families and people that are out there. Because this is you and I've talked about some of the things that are in that book, and there are no secrets left in this break household.
No secrets. And what I want is I want spouses and families to read the story and say, wow, that sounds like my house. And I want other people that aren't very familiar with PTSD to say, I had no idea it was like that.
And I think that's an important thing. We all hear the term. We as a society tend to get desensitized very easily, I believe. Everybody's got it, no big deal, right?
Right.
Well, it is a big deal. And we need to start being aware of that. And as we encounter people in the community, veterans, other people, recognize the signs, and maybe you can be the instrument send them in the right direction.
I have a friend, Bruce Compton. Bruce said, Vietnam veteran, I don't know if you know Bruce, but I think Randy does, but Bruce said, you know, I was angry for 20 years and was married 3 times. And he said, I just thought it was me. And it wasn't. It was post-traumatic stress. There's something that veterans wear. It's not all the scars are on the outside. And what you've done here, Debbie, with this book is to strip that away. Open yourself up, like I said, with, you know, that you and Randy have done. And you're allowing other people to learn to use what you've learned to face this, because it's right where I can go down and get treated for PTSD. Linda just lives with it. Well, she lives with it in the sense of she hits me a lot. No, I'm just kidding. everybody's got some kind of form of post-traumatic stress. I don't care who you are. There's something there you got to learn to live with. You know, Randy wrote something in here. It says something about a panel. Is he invited or are you invited? I'm not sure. Is it a panel in D.C. for vets families for the
Yeah, and I think we'll hold that for another show because I think that might be a whole – it's in September, but I would love to share that whole
– Oh, great. Okay, we can do that because you're going to be here on a regular basis with us.
This is an important topic and something that needs a lot of airtime.
There's – you know, it's right now with 1.5 million case backlog for veterans. And then you look at – that's just the veterans. Then their families. How many millions of people is that affecting? I mean literally millions of people. So a lot of it's going to be people like Debbie here puts a book out, has a group, and I want to talk about that one more time, that meets for women and for grown children about handling post-traumatic stress in your life. And where's the meeting again tonight?
It's at 6:30. It goes 6:30 to 8:30 at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church on Alta Mesa Drive.
And you don't need to make an appointment. You can just show up.
You can just show up.
Is there a phone number anybody can call?
Yes, yeah. You can give me a call at 247-0170. And feel free to call me and let me know that you'd like to join us, and I'll give you real specific directions if you'd like.
Well, we want to help with that. So I think that the very least we can do is we'll put an announcement out that plays on a regular basis about this for people, because it's so important. What you and Randy have done is so important. A local woman and her husband who have taken a stand and are making advances to help other people.
And this is the fourth Thursday of the month? Is that how it's scheduled?
Yes, the fourth Thursday of each month.
Debbie, can you get your book on Amazon? Or where can they get your book right now?
You can get my book right now on Amazon.com. So just go to Amazon.com, go to books, type in Debbie Sprague, and there it will be.
How exciting.
It will also be in Barnes. You can also order it at Barnes & Noble.
Sure.
And they will be getting a supply in, and we'll be scheduling a book signing. That's probably going to be a little bit later in the summer. We want to have some time to get
that. Well, we're going
to
do that. You know, Debbie Sprague, thank you so much for what you do. And Randy, you're on the line. I know you're listening to this. Thanks, partner. Thanks, buddy, for letting yourself be opened up for everybody, because it's going to help everybody. Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you, Carl.
Thanks,
Trish.
Great to see you.
You too, as always.
Hey, just remember, you know what? We've had some really great people here today, but
yes,
it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Have you recently changed jobs? Are you about to retire from your company? At Wells Fargo Advisors, we're with you when it's time to make some important decisions about your retirement plan. Don't be among those who end up giving back about a third of it in taxes and penalties. Instead, let Wells Fargo Advisors help you handle your lump sum distribution wisely. Our experienced financial advisors can offer you a retirement plan analysis to help protect your retirement money from taxes without sacrificing its growth potential. For a personal approach to investing, contact Wells Fargo Advisors. In Reading, call Wells Fargo Advisors today at 530-243-7500. That's 530-243-7561. Wells Fargo Advisors LLC, member SIPC, is a registered broker-dealer and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company Investments in securities and insurance products, not FDIC insured, no bank guarantee, may lose value. Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network LLC, member SIPC, is a registered broker-dealer.